spite of some gloomy weather, the Women's Pro Baseball League played the opening games of its inaugural season over the weekend in Springfield. The new league is playing its entire inaugural season in Springfield, Illinois. For stars and fans alike, it's been seasons, if not decades, in the making. Ben Singsong has more.
The stands of Robin Roberts Stadium came alive as the stars of the Women's Pro Baseball League took the field. The league held the first two games of its inaugural season on Saturday and Sunday in Springfield. On Saturday, the New York Heights took on the Los Angeles Queens, while on Sunday, the San Francisco Firebells played against the Boston Hunters. Although its first season is being played in 2026, the league was established 2 years earlier when co-owner Keith Stein tapped Commissioner Justine Siegel to help found it. Siegel, the first woman to coach a Major League Baseball team, says she founded the league because there wasn't a reason for it not to exist.
Women play baseball. Why wouldn't we have a professional league too?
The WPBL is the fifth league for women's professional baseball in U.S. history. Its inaugural season is getting underway nearly 72 years after the closure of the first, the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. The past and the future featured heavily into the opening ceremony for Saturday's game, which featured appearances from women who played in that original league.
And tonight, we honor the women who carried this dream forward. We celebrate the future as they take the field for the first time.
LA Queens captain and third base Ashton Lansdell says she hopes the sport's latest league is also its last.
We want to make this thing last forever and ever. We want this to become the MLB of women's baseball.
The Heights and the Queens play to a sold-out crowd Saturday, with fans from near and far braving the rain to watch. Some, like California residents Allison Fellini and Rita Ledesma, cross the country to be at Robin Roberts Stadium. Fellini says she remembers exactly where she was when she and her friends first learned of the league's existence.
I was at a brunch with a bunch of dear friends, and one of our friends was going, and she told us all about it. So we made plans from Los Angeles to come out here for the inaugural game.
Others, like Springfield resident Kelsey Atkinson, came from closer to home. She booked tickets for the league's first game a month in advance. For her, any chance for women's sports to get the spotlight is good in her book.
To have any women's sports have like a highlight, especially here in Springfield, it's just really awesome and feels awesome to be a part of history, really.
Ledesma shared that excitement, saying part of it came from the diversity on display amongst the league's players.
And you have girls, you have young women that look like this nation, and everybody is celebrating them today. Everybody's joyful for them.
Past opening weekend, Siegel says her focus is on getting the first season of the league in the books. Once it's over, though, she says the league does have plans to keep growing.
You know, we have an idea of where we want to be next year, but we're going to get done with our first. But expansion is definitely, you know, in our future.
As for players like Firebells captain and pitcher Kelsey Whitmore, the league is a chance for them to represent both where the sport has been and where it hopes to go.
We want to make this last. We want to make it last for a long time, for generations after us to have a place where they feel like they belong and they can compete and follow their dreams.
I'm Ben Singsong.
Mawa Iqbal contributed to this report. The Women's Pro Baseball League continues its series in Springfield Wednesday night when Boston plays Los Angeles at Robin Roberts Stadium in Lanphier Park.